As the Rivermen get set for one more game against the Oklahoma City Barons, it's time for tonight's Coach's Conversation brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance. Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance representative today. I'm Brendan Burke, Riverman head coach Jared Bednar here with me, and a prideful team in a 7-2 loss last night. Those kind of losses sting a little bit, don't they?
They certainly do. As a group, we didn't play the way we need to play to have success. We didn't play to our identity. And when we don't play to our identity and we're not a hard skating physical team, nothing else falls into place for us. And that's why there has to be a level of urgency for our group to get to play the way that we need to play to have success right from the drop of the puck. Otherwise, things don't work out for us. And that was a good lesson for us last night.
Four power play goals against, obviously that's a big part of the game last night. What happened against a team that has a good power play, but your penalty kill has been one of the top five in the league pretty much all year?
Well, it's simple, really, for me. It's your penalty kill is a direct reflection of your 5-on-5 game, and generally we're a hard-working, hard-skating team, and that's why our penalty kill has success. But when you're out standing around 5-on-5 and you're struggling to get it going, then you take a man off the ice, it's just a lethal combination, and that's what happens. Last night, we make them look like Wayne Gretzky out there. They're tic-tac-toeing it around wherever they want to because we're a step slow and reacting slow, and they end up getting four goals on us. So it's another lesson for our group that we have to be ready to go and play it on our toes right from the drop of the puck.
Looking back on the whole game now, you break down each period, and it was one of those rare games where all three periods seem to be like a completely different game within itself.
Yeah, I agree. I think you look at it and, you know, we didn't have a great start, and they jumped out to an early lead, and then we fought back a little bit, but really we had a tough time finding our groove and getting to the level that we have to and to play at in order to win. And you know, the second period we wanted to try and make a push, and we only developed or created two shots in the first 12 minutes of the period, which isn't anywhere near enough to try and mount any type of comeback. And we left them hang around too long, and then the third period they just came out and outplayed us again. Penalties and discipline were an issue, but it all comes down to our skating. When we're not skating, then we're hooking and holding and taking interference calls. We were put down 5-on-3 twice, and you know, they took advantage of it. And like we mentioned before, when you're down a man and you're not skating well, everything just falls apart from there.
Touch on Anthony Peluso for us. He came up with one of his more impressive bouts last night with Andrew Lord, and seems like he's been really finding a groove here lately.
Well, both with his physical play and his play in general, I feel that he's a guy last night that didn't struggle with his with moving his feet, and he was one guy that was able to carry the puck through the neutral zone and put it in areas where we can get it back and create some sort of forecheck. So I really like the way he played. He comes out when we were down early. He comes out and he sets the tone from a physical standpoint and has a good fight with Lord, and that's the second time in three games that they've fought now. So he's becoming more consistent with bringing that physical edge and bite that we need him to bring, and also in his game he's improving. He's becoming a more reliable player in our structure, both from the offensive side of things and a defensive side of things.
Same two teams just one night later, but a few changes as well. Ian Cole goes up to St. Louis. What can you tell us about who's in and who's out and what your lineup looks like tonight?
Well, with Cole going out, we brought Darryl Boyle back from Alaska, and also Mark Kandare's going to play. You know, he skated this morning, felt a lot better than what he thought he would. So Kandare and Boyle both come in. We're losing Pelche and Cole, so our back end changes with two different players coming in. And then also Nesbitt's going to come back in our lineup here tonight, which is going to juggle things around up front for us a little bit and add a little bit more scoring back in our lineup.
Aside from staying out of the box here tonight against Oklahoma City, what's the main focus?
Well, we got to get playing to those keys to our identity. Like, we have to get skating, we have to be physical, get pucks in and get pressure on their defense. And when we do that, we become a stingy defensive team as well. It's not just about scoring goals or about playing defense. They all kind of tie, all those keys tie into one another, and it gives us our overall identity of our group. And that's how we've had success, and that's how we have to continue to play in order to have success.
That's head coach Jared Bednar as the Rivermen get set to take on the Barons here for the fourth time this week. More next on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.